Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message comes from the camp Inexorability in the Mission, preached to university students in Accra, Ghana. The message is titled, Seven Keys to Inexorability. The definition of inexorability is the state of continuing without any possibility of being stopped. To succeed as a missionary requires relentless effort and an unflinching resolve. In today's message, Bishop Dag explains what it means to be inexorable in the mission through seven wisdom keys. Be blessed by today's word.
Original, that's what he's looking for. A heart that is willing to do what he wants us to do. That's what he's looking for.
Hallelujah. I gave you 22 steps. But I don't think I can finish the 22 steps. So I'm going to give you 7 keys And after that, I'll give you 8 principles of inexorability. All right? Are you ready for the 7 keys? 8 principles and 22 steps. It's a lot. So, looking at the time, I think I'm going to skip the 22 and go to the 7 keys to inexorability in your mission. Number one. Inexorability means what? Unwilling to relent. Impossible to prevent. Amen. And it's a Soviet Russian principle of war. Mercilessness characterized by inexorability during the mission. Mercy. Mercilessness characterized by unwillingness to relent during the mission. How many are going to be merciless on the devil? He's the enemy of God. Now, number one, to develop inexorability, the first key is depth. For a tree to be planted and remain planted for years, it needs depth. Psalm 42, verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep in the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and billows are gone over me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your great presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, God is deep. Amen. And so, you need to be deep if you want to relate really closely with God. And if you are going to be solid, you need to have deep roots. Now, sometimes you have, deep, a big tree, but the roots are not so deep. One day, there was a certain old man. He saw us building a house somewhere. And when he saw us building a house, he showed us that there was a big tree by the house that we were building. And he gave some advice. He said that, I will advise that you remove that tree from that place. From what I know and what I've seen one before. And that big tree by the house you are building, it is better that you remove that tree. Well, we followed the advice of the old man. But some years later, we saw a tree that was as big as that one that had came down in a storm. In fact, actually a couple of weeks ago, big tree like that. And I realized that even though it was a big tree, the roots were not so deep, were not deep enough to be inexorable during a major rainstorm. So the tree came down. Any house or any, can you imagine a tree big like this coming down on even on this structure? It will affect it. So you realize that to stand and withstand storms, you need depth. And you can see from the people who came to preach here that, you know, if you say John 3:16, and you are deep, you see John 3:16, you can know John 3:16, but you can know it in a deep way. Because if you say John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why did God say that? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is why we've come here to preach you, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So you realize that your revelation is just at the... Yeah. But you see, you can go deeper. And you can say that God so loved the world, the greatest person ever has loved the world. That is God. Because it depends on who loves you. One day, a certain sister received a proposal. She had just come from University of Science and Technology. And she went back to her house at Laboni. When she went there, the area tailor came to propose to her. Do you understand what I mean by the area tailor? The tailor in the area. What a shock! Hey. So when the area tailor proposed to her, she was now struggling. And the parents were not so happy with it. Because even though she was receiving love, it is who loves you. The area tailor is different from the area millionaire, or the area rich man, or the area medical student. They are all different people. So when you say, God so loved, so the greatest person loved you. Okay? Loved you so much. That is, he has done the greatest thing he can do is to love you. God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave. He did the greatest thing he could give. Anybody who loves gives. See, I'm explaining the verse a little bit more. You love, you give. You don't just love. God so loved that he smiled. No, God so loved that he gave. And he gave his only son, the greatest gift you could ever give. Amen. His son, Jesus Christ. That whosoever means anybody. That means Africans, Chinese, Cameroonians, Nigerians, Ghanaians, Zulus, Trees, Ashantis, Ewes, Black, Brown, Red. That's what whosoever means. Believes. Believes means anybody can. Poor man can believe. Rich man can believe. It's the only thing that works everywhere. It works in Alaska. It works in Donkokrom. It works in Amankwakrom. It works in your Chrome. Wherever your Chrome is, it works. Are you there?
Yes.
That whosoever believes should not perish. 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 That means you go to hell. What is hell? Hell is a place of fire. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes should not go to hell. Should not perish, should not burn, but have everlasting life. What is everlasting life? To receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. So it's a little deeper than saying three times over, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish. And that's why I've come here today, to tell you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, I would never have been standing here if it had not been for the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that is indeed why my favorite scripture is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a shock. Everybody say deep.
Deep.
Say deep.
Deep.
Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your word of truth. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your love for me. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper
to the place
where you are. Draw me deeper and deeper, that I may know your heart. Draw me deeper.
Draw me
deeper, Lord, deeper into your word of truth. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your love for me. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper
to your place where you are.
Draw me deeper. Draw me, sing it.
Draw me from sin into your holiness. Lead me along your way.
Draw me from fear, Lord.
Draw me from fear into faithfulness.
Lord.
Draw me deeper,
Lord, deeper into your word of truth.
Draw me deeper,
Lord, deeper into your love for me.
Draw me deeper, Lord.
Draw me deeper,
Lord, deeper to the place where you are. Draw me deeper.
Amen. Now, Luke chapter 8. Verse 12. Those beside the road are those who have heard, and the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they will not believe and be saved. Verse 13. They on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no roots. They have no roots, which for a while believe, but in time of temptation fall away. Notice Luke chapter 8 verse 13. It is okay to believe for a while, but the Bible is telling us that when you don't have roots, there will come temptations and there will come testing. And when the temptation comes, because there's the lack of depth, you will fall away. So as we are all here jumping and dancing and believing in God, some years to come, you may be telling us you don't believe in God. Some years to come, you may be telling us that you are a Buddhist or a Muslim. But it's not going to be old Buddha that's going to be sitting on the throne. Yeah? It's not going to be old Buddha sitting on the throne. And if today you believe in Christ, but tomorrow you've changed from believing in Christ to believing in old Buddha, then we got a big problem.
Well, old Buddha was a man, and I'm sure that he meant well. But I pray for his disciples, lest they wind up in hell. And you see that old Muhammad thought he knew the way, but it won't be Hare Krishna we stand before on the judgment day. Well, it won't be old Buddha little one be, oh Muhammad, that's calling us home. And little one be, Hare Krishna, that sings that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun not rare and moon. Well, I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me on. But I've got a simple message in this simple song.
Buddha
that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be your Muhammad,
not gonna be Muhammad
that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna,
not gonna be Hare
that
Krishna
that plays that trumpet too.
Woo!
And we're going to see the sun of Reverend Moon.
You know Reverend Moon. Going to see the Son of God, not Reverend Moon. So those of you who don't have deep roots, it's time to develop deep roots so that you don't come and tell us in 4 years' time that you are now into Buddha, you are now into Hare Krishna, you are now into
Well, I don't hate anybody. So please don't take me on.
Don't get me wrong.
But I've got this simple message in this simple song.
Listen to my message.
There is only one way, Jesus, if eternal life is your goal. And the reading of the rosary, it won't give you eternal life.
Hey.
Well, it won't. That's sitting on the throne. And it won't be your Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays the trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun of Reverend Moon. Well, you may singing hymns in church, or you may be a charismatic, sing a shout, clap your hands, or you may be a Baptist in the church. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life. Oh well, it won't be old Buddha sitting on the throne. And it won't be your Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays the trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun that Reverend Moon. Oh, well, it won't be old Buddha trumpet tune, and we're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon.
Wow. Sit down. Reverend Moon. Listen, there are more than 1 billion Muslims in the world. More than 1 billion. It's one of the largest, strongest religions in the world. If you are a Christian, in the coming years and days, you are going to have to know why you are a Christian and not a Muslim. And you're going to have to know it in depth. You must know the difference between Muhammad and Jesus Christ. And you must know the difference between the Quran and the Bible. They are so different that to be sure, because one day I started to ask myself, why would I not be a Muslim? So I decided to study the difference between Christ and Muhammad. And then I started to study the difference between the Bible and the Quran. And the difference are so far apart that I became more sure and more deeply rooted in Christianity. But you see, some of us, we don't know why we believe what we believe. So, if you compare two religions, you find maybe one person has never, the leader of one religion has never killed anybody. But the leader of another religion has killed people, looted villages, killed people in cities and towns. But the leader of the other one has not. You see, one person does not marry any woman, but the other person marries about 21 women, including children. What a shock. You see, one of them's arrival into this world was predicted with a lot of prophecies. And one's arrival into the world was never predicted by anybody. Yeah. One's departure from this world was, he declared and said, I'm going. And where I'm going, I want you to be with me. And another person going, does die suddenly. By surprise, does not know that he was going to die. And even before he dies, declares that he does not know where he is going. You realize that you are dealing with one heals people, heals the sick, heals people, opens the eyes of the blind, cleanses the lepers, raises the dead. The other one does nothing like that. Just kills, raping cities, destroying nations. It's so different that you just need to be deeper and know. And then the difference between the books of Buddha. Well, if you go to India and these other places, you need all the religions. There are more religions. More. It's not just Christianity. And it's not just Christianity and Islam, but it's different religions. So if you are believing in Christ, you have to know why. If you are not deep, I tell you, one day you come and start saying that you have joined another religion. Yeah. Now in the Philippines, there is a man who says that he is Jesus Christ and he's the savior of the world. And he has a very, very large church and ministry. So many people follow him and they believe that he is God. Yeah. And he's in the Philippines. I forget his name. But I met a pastor from the Philippines who told me about it. It's not a small thing. So when you are following Christ, you better get deeper now. And don't just be there and shouting, amen. And so on. Are you listening to me? Okay. Number two. Inexorability. First key is what? Depth. Second key is fullness. Fullness. Now, In Luke chapter 11, the Bible says in verse 24, everybody say depth. Number two, fullness. The Bible says, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest. And not finding any, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Amen. Garnished, swept. All rubbish has been taken out. And it goes and takes along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go and live in there. The last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Amen. Now, emptiness is the greatest attraction to evil spirits. Emptiness. Emptiness attracts evil spirits. That is why being unmarried attracts prostitutes, strange women, and so on, because the chair that would have been by you is empty. So if the chair is filled, it's one of the greatest protections from other strange women and hunters that are searching for the precious life. So fullness, let your seats, the seats around you, be occupied, because occupation is one of the greatest preventions of attack. That is why every day when you put on the news, you find the Israelis building in the occupied territories. And you ask, why are they building? Because leaving the space empty is the greatest attraction to the Palestinians and the enemies of Israel to come in. But if you go to Israel, you see they have built the whole place up trying to fill, because emptiness attracts your enemy to come and sit there. And that is why sometimes the protection from a great evil is a lesser evil. Even. Yeah. Sometimes the protection from a very serious evil is a lesser evil. For instance, you may marry and have problems which may be a lesser evil than a greater evil that will come. So it's not that the marriage will be some fantastic whatever, but in itself, the evil that it is a protection, because the spaces are occupied. May all spaces in your life be occupied. So those of you brothers who feel you are going to be elderly uncles and so on before you marry, you are joking. One day, a certain brother came to see me. He said he wants to marry a certain young lady. And I said to him, you are too young. And I said, you are not ready. And I said, you are now going out as a missionary. Forget about this young lady and concentrate on the mission field. But he was persistent. He said, no, I want to marry. I want to marry. I want to marry her. And I was opposed to it. But suddenly, at the last moment, I remembered myself. When I was younger and I wanted to get married. Hey! I couldn't wait for anything. And I realized that it is the proper brothers who want to marry early. And they want to marry now. Because they realize that based on the feelings they are feeling, if you leave that chair empty, a whole lot of occupational forces will come to occupy that chair. So I suddenly changed my mind And I called the brother and I said, look, take this money to help you to do your marriage. Yeah. Yeah. Because I realized that the brother who has decided to marry, those are the good brothers. Said, now I want to marry you now. I feel it now, forever. I want it now. This is the only place I know I can express myself. Hey, Shabaya. Express yourself in your own personal environment. Hey. So those of you who say you are going to buy a fridge, sound system, table and chairs, settee and sofa, tablecloth, cutlery, carpet, standing fan, air conditioner, hey, double bed, another double bed. Before you marry, the occupational forces that will come whilst you are saving to buy that fridge. Look, I don't know if they have light now, but in Sierra Leone, one of my church members told me at a point, there was no light there. There's nothing like fridge. There was nothing like fridge. They were there, fully flowing. You don't need a fridge to live. You can stay without a fridge. If you don't know, there are a lot of places, there's no fridge there. No light, no fridge. They are there and it's working. Yeah. But there was no light. Yeah. So emptiness, it attracts evil spirits. Your time that is free, it attracts evil. I mean, if you have time to go on the internet to look at blackmama.com, bigbadmama.com, blackbottoms.com, where do you get the time? It means your time is not fully occupied. That is why you even have the time to go to bigblackmama.com. It's true. Those of you who have time to play internet games, those of you who have time to watch videos, as a good Christian, you mustn't have time to watch films. Yeah. Watching a film must be a rare pleasure. A rep, you cannot have time in it as a good Christian. How can you be watching films? When did you get that? What? Where did you get the time? Do you pray? Do you read your Bible? Do you witness? Do you go for fellowship meetings? Do you go for prayer meetings? If you go for all this, I don't know which time you get to watch a film. How can it be that you know every film, any film that is mentioned, you have watched it before? What a shock! What an aftershock. Tell somebody, emptiness is attracting demons. Inexorability is not compatible with emptiness. Amen. Now, look at Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. Therefore, select, verse 3, 7 men of good report, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. And the statement found approval with the whole congregation, verse 5. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. A man empty. A man full of something. Fullness leads to inexorability. You cannot be stopped. And Stephen could not be stopped. He was inexorable. He preached until he died. He ministered until they cut off his head. He preached. He was unstoppable and impossible to prevent. They were stoning him and he was preaching. Why? Because he was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. How can you have time when you haven't had time to watch Miracle Wave videos, impartation service videos, and you are watching video films every day? The latest movie you have watched is downloading from the internet, watching, going on the internet, playing computer games. How can you have time to play computer games? What? Go to the internet cafe to browse. Looking at bigblackmama.com. Hey! What a shock! And an aftershock. Ask your neighbor, what are you full of? How many have been full of pornography films before? As you are full of pornography film, what is going to come out of you? What is going to come out of you? How many of you have been full of this soap opera, Bold and Beautiful? And yeah. What is going to come out of you? What is the name of the film they are showing? Huh?
Cursed by the Sea.
Cursed by the Sea.
In the name of love.
In the name of love.
Love spell.
Love spell. When you watch this, will you be normal?
No.
Will you be a normal woman?
No.
When a good Christian brother comes to you and says, I love you, you'll be thinking of love spell. You'll be thinking of a curse by the sea. You'll be thinking of Bold and Beautiful. When your husband says, hi, pretty, your mind will go straight to a curse by the sea. And you think that a curse by the sea is happening now. Can you be normal? When you are brother, you are full of pornographic films. You are imagining something. When you marry your Scripture Union Virgin Atlantic, Scripture Union Virgin Antarctica, who has never practiced all these things before, you are expecting her to be jumped like a 100-meter sprinter. And you are expecting her to run like hurdles champion. Hurdles. Is she a long jump champion? High jump and pole vault. And what a shock. When the Virgin Atlantica is lying down calmly on the bed as a normal virgin who has untrained and untutored, without experiences, and you have come with your imagination. You saw a certain big fat black mama.com having sex in the gardens. And you have imagined something. So when you marry, you say, what a disappointment. I what a shock. You are so different from what I've seen in my films. Oh, and then the brother, a good Christian brother, will come and say, I love you. And then you say immediately, a curse by the sea. A curse by the sea. It is happening now. A curse by the sea. Huh? What? Hidden passions. Forbidden passions. What?
Storm over paradise.
Storm over paradise. Storm over paradise. Do you know what it means, storm over paradise? Paradise means that they were living happily ever after. And then a storm came over the paradise. So as you are moving with your husband or your wife, and you are going with your wife, and you are, then she will be thinking, a storm is going to come over this paradise. A storm is going to come over this paradise. A storm is going to come over this paradise. Then I will tell you, say, what are you worried about, sister?
A storm is going to...
A storm is coming. Which storm? Which storm? Have you seen any storm in the church? Huh?
A storm is coming.
Have you seen any storm in the church?
Are you a weather woman? Do you do weather?
Are you a weather? Do you study the weather? How do you know that a storm is coming? Are you a weather woman?
I can see it in my imagination.
You can see it in your imagination. A brother like me, do you think I'm bringing a storm? But that is what happened. Now you see that we are no more happy. Every day, let's go for counseling. We are going for counseling. Storm over the sea. Hey! And then the brother, come. He has also married her. And is now imagining that film that he watched. BigMama.com.
He has already built a gymnasium as he has come to marry her.
Hey, mobile. So I'm asking you, where do you get the time? Yeah, your time is not full. And if you are not, your time is not full, expect a whole lot of things to arrive. Yeah. And if you want to be protected from it, I'll tell you, if you want to be protected, you can't help yourself watching. Then all that you have to do is to fill your time with other things. You see that it dies. You see, there are diseases. We don't kill them. We dry them. Wow. You see, you cannot drown somebody with hot water. You use cold water to drown the person. There are certain problems. You can't use hot water. You have to use cold water and drown it. You dry it out or drown it. So you drown, you see that it goes slowly, but it will go. Yeah? There are some things they cannot use hot water. When you try to drown somebody, when he himself will become a rocket, he will come out of the water, out of the hot water. Yeah. Some of the problem you have, when you say, I will not watch it again, you watch it. You will watch. When you see that you can never change the channel from channel 7 to channel 8, you see that your hand is paralyzed. So, the only way is to dry it out. You fill the time. Before you realize, you see that there's no time. So, even to be holding channel 7 and channel 8, it will be a long time before you see that you get a chance to hold the remote. Yeah. Yeah. That is it. If you are into masturbation and you do 7 o'clock every day, we have to find something to do at 7 o'clock. What do you think? I said, we have to find something to do at 7 o'clock. A new spiritual activity at 7 p.m. every day. Yeah. Sit down. Number 3, can I have some volume? You must develop an immunity to the love of the world in order to develop inexorability. You must develop an immunity to the love of the world in order to develop inexorability. You must develop immunity. To the love of the world. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Amen. Look, I have developed myself not to like the things that the world likes. And I'm still developing it. If I see that the world loves this, that is the thing that I don't want. Amen. You see, if the world loves Mercedes Benzes, do you get it? You can develop your love in the Lord so that you will even find a reason why you don't need a Mercedes Benz. What does the world love? The world loves London, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, Brazil. Immediately you must develop. Listen. No, I'm serious. Look, some of you are going to become pastors. You'll be so worldly, that you have no use in the kingdom. Your messages are just too carnal. Yeah. As soon as you love the world, the Bible says the love of the Father is not in you. I didn't write the Bible. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. That's the sign that you actually don't love God. If you love the world, you love the world and you're avoiding me. If you love the world, you do not love the Father. Where are the police? Stand up and lift your hand up and surrender. Aha. That's the one. Fire! Okay. When you don't surrender now, it's going to be two shots. Tell somebody, what are the things that you love? Sit down. Sit down, please. Is everybody there happy? Huh? They're happy? Okay. Sit down. Listen. Love not the world. I beg you. Most of us love the world. And God is saying, don't love the world. Don't love the world. Don't love the world. Don't love the world. Don't love this world. You must not love this life. You must not want to live for a long time. Yeah, you shouldn't want to live. I want to live for a lot. No, why? Why do you want to stay here? What is here? You mustn't want to have a big house in this world. It must not be an aim. It's a useless aim. You must not want to have a lot of money. You must not aim for all these things. If you get them, it's bonus. Yesterday I was telling you about bonus. I never expected so many things. Amen. There are so many things I never thought I would see. I've seen them, but I don't love them. That's why I don't wear gold watch. Because I don't love it. Many, many years ago, somebody gave me one. Gold, diamonds, everything is there. I never wear it. I don't even know where it is. I'd rather wear this a toy one. I'd rather wear the toy one. If I want, I can show you gold and silver so that you know what is gold and silver. All those things which are people fighting, hey, what do you have? Is what is this? It's useless. It's useless. It's useless. It's useless. To me, it's useless. And that's why I'm able to serve God. That's why I'm still serving God. But it's useless to me. But it's valuable to you. You may say, oh, Bishop, you have it. That's why it's useless to you. No. Are you playing table tennis with my preaching? When I say something, you say something back in your hand. Could it be that you are saying something back when I am preaching, you're saying something back? Is there anybody here who is having that kind of mind? Is there anybody here having that kind of attitude? Are you hammocking me a bad kind of way? I suspect this area. Listen. Don't love the don't love America. Don't love Boston. Don't love Germany. When you love all those things, when you love, don't love for people to think you are great. Don't have to worry what are people thinking. They should be what they should think, what they think. You get it? They should think how they think. Don't like people's opinions. It's nothing. Even in real life, really rich people, you can't see that they are rich. It's newly rich people that you see money on them all around. Yeah, nouveau rich. That's what they call them. Nouveau rich. Newly rich. Asikafo Mbantem or something. Is that how they say it? Asikafo Mbantem. That means that the money didn't come early. Just came. Newly came, coming money. Don't love the world. Don't marry a girl because of her money or her passport. Don't choose a girl because people... You see, one day a certain brother went to propose. And he came back after I was in my room and he came back. He said, Charlie, I go proposal. So I said, then he said, this is the sister. I said, because we were just next door. I said, Charlie, if this one way I go proposal. Then he continued, said, Charlie, if I know, you know, fine. If I know, you know, fine. Hey! I should say whether if I know, you know, fine. Some people only marry people because of joy in prayer. Now you want people, maybe the one you really like is a black beauty. Black beauty, you can only see the eyes in the night. Hey! But you feel that a lot of people will appreciate a fair colored, fair lady. So you've gone for a fair lady. Love not the world. If you love the world, you can't. The love, I didn't write it all. The love of the Father is not in you. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Like in life, when you have this, you are great. That's what you mean by the pride of life. When you have this in life, you are great. People see that you are wild. People see that you are wild. When they see you, because, yeah. It be him they come. And ladies, you know, we are going to marry a brother with the pride of life. A good brother will come, but he doesn't have car keys. And another one will come. He's a prince. Go and ask those who marry princes whether they are happy. Go and ask them. So if you want to be inexorable all through your life till you die, you must decide, I will not impress anybody. It doesn't matter how they think about you. They should think you are poor. They should think you are a fool. They should think you are mad. They should think you are this. They should think what? They should think it. It is in their head. At the end of the day, we will see who is who. In golf, when you play golf, we have a saying, golf ends in the hole. When life begins to mix up, you see, one day, I went to play golf, and there was a professional, and we were playing, myself and this guy and another person, and then a certain guy saw us and said, oh, can I join you? And the leader said, you can join us. So he played the first ball straight. Far. Hey. We were all afraid. Wow. The guy is wild. Then he played the second shot straight. Far. Hey. The ball had landed near the hole. Wow. Then he patted the ball. It went in. That means he had a par. Wow. And even the professional didn't get it. The guy was feeling good. So the professional didn't say anything. He said, let's go to the next hole. We continued. Hey! It was his turn. He played to the left. Oh! The ball has gone to the forest. Oh! Another one to the right. Then he couldn't find his ball. We followed. Then we went to the next hole again. We started to the left. The guy who was excellent at the first hole. Hey, to the right. To the left. When we finished the third one, the guy said, I'm going. So, when he left, the professional made a comment. He said that when the clubs begin to mix up, that's when you see those who really know how to play or not. The thing will be mixing. See, life is like that. When things mix up, that's when you see who is who. Initially, there may be a good impression. But as life goes by, see that the things are mixing. That's when you really see who is who. Not somebody who is showing good class at a particular point. See that the whole life is scrambling, mixing up like that. Hey! So love not the world.
As for me, I like to live in America. As for me, I'm going to the UK. I love Scotland. I'm going to live in Scotland.
Really? And your husband is being sent to Bolivia.
As for me, I don't know where he's going, but as for me, I'm staying in England.
Yeah. Brothers, don't marry any sister who is unmovable. Do you know one of the source of a lot of Ghanaians' marital problems? The husband wants to be here, the wife wants to be in another country. A lot of Ghana marriages are like, one is in America, one is in Ghana, one is in England, one is in Ghana. Plenty. And one will say, yeah, I won't go anywhere.
As for me, I can't stand the dusty roads in Ghana. There's too much dust in Ghana. Your mouth. Which village did you come from? You said there's too much dust in Ghana. What do you mean by that? Who is that? Who said that there's too much dust in Ghana? Huh? As for me, I don't like Africa. One sister said, as for me, I think I was born in America.
Somebody who is from the Western region.
I feel that I belong to America.
You belong to, from the Western, not even Takoradi, beyond inside somewhere. What a shock. As for me, I only drive German cars. As for me, I drive any car that is good for me. Yeah. I know the cars that when you drive, people will say that, yeah, you are some. Those are the particular cars I don't drive. Yeah. Those are the cars I don't drive. The one that I know when they say, yeah, look at them. Wow, this is, that's the particular car that I don't like. Believe you me, I'm telling you, if you want to serve the Lord, you can't love the world, huh? It's not going to work. Yeah, it's not going to work. You've got to love the Lord. You can't love the world and avoid the Lord Jesus. Amen.
I want you here with me, but you've been keeping other company. You can't sit still, it's plain to see. You love the world and you're avoiding me. Ooh, you love the world, avoiding me. My word sits there upon your desk, but you love your books and magazines the best. You're locked in life, my enemy. You love the world and you're avoiding me. These other loves, they're hurting you. Now if you lose me, tell me, what will you do? Oh, I gave my blood to save your life. Tell me, is it right if you leave me here alone again tonight? Till I love you the more and more, I'm fighting everything I'm working for. You're acting like my enemy. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Sing that part. You love the
world. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Again.
You love the world and you're avoiding me. You used to.
And you're avoiding me.
You used to pray and seek my face.
You used to pray.
Now you can't keep even one appointment with me.
Hey.
Oh, I gave my blood to save your life. Tell me. Is it right if you leave me here alone again tonight? I want you here with me, but you've been keeping other company.
I want you, but you are keeping other
Can't
company.
Sit still, it's plain to see. You love the world and you're avoiding me. Bum, bum, bum. You love the world and you're avoiding me. Ooh, ooh, ba, ba, ba. Ooh, ooh, ba, ba, ba. You love the world and you're avoiding me. My word sits there upon your desk, but you love your books and magazines the best. You can't sit still, it's plain to see. You love the world and to pray and seek my face. Now you can't skip even one appointment with me. Oh, I gave my blood to save your life. Tell me, is it right if you leave me here alone again tonight? Yet I love you the more and more, but you're fighting everything. You're acting like my enemy.
people who are not singing.
Ba, 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 ooh, ooh, ba, ba, ba. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Oh, oh,
ba, ba, ba,
ooh, ooh,
ba, ba, ba.
You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Could it be that there are some people who are not singing?
Ba, 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 love
the world
and you're avoiding me.
The Bible says, and Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Brother Demas has forsaken, he was not inexorable in the mission because he loved the present world and is now avoiding Paul.
Ba, 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 ba. You love the world, avoiding.
There's another way.
Ba, 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 ba.
Listen.
You love the world, avoiding me. Ba, 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 ooh, ooh, ba, ba, ba. You love the world, avoiding me. Ba, ba, ba.
Magazines and books the best. Sing that part. We used to pray. Huh?
My word sits there.
My word sits where?
There
on the desk.
On your desk. But you love your books and magazines the best.
Hey, you love your books and magazines the best.
You can't sit still.
You can't sit still.
It's plain to see.
It's plain to see.
You love the world.
You love the world.
And you're avoiding.
Hey, sing it now.
Used to. My word sits there upon your desk. But you love your books and magazines the best. You can't sit still. It's plain to see. You love the world and you're avoiding.
Write down the verse. Write down the verse. Write down the verse. Hey. My word sits there. What a shock. Number one is what?
My word sits there.
Write it down. My word sits there.
Upon your desk.
Upon your desk.
But you prefer your books and magazines the best.
But you prefer your books.
You love your books and magazines the best.
Okay.
You prefer the light.
You prefer the light
of your TV.
Of your TV.
You love the world and you're avoiding me. My word sits there upon your desk, but you love your books and magazines the best. You prefer the light of your TV. You love the world and you're avoiding me. You used to pray and seek my face. Now you can't keep even one appointment with me.
You used to love, you used to do what?
Pray and seek my face.
Have you written the verse down? The first one. Write it down. Ready, go. The first one.
My word sits there upon your desk. But you love your books and magazines the best. You prefer the light of your TV. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Did you get it? How many didn't get it? Okay, again, one more time. you. Your word sits there
upon your desk. But you love your books and magazines the best. You prefer the light of your TV. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Please, it's serious. Oh. How many realize that it's a serious shocker? Have you got the words now? What is the second, another verse? You said,
yet I love you.
No, no, you said you used to pray.
You used to pray and seek my face.
You used to pray and seek my face.
Now you can't keep even one appointment with me.
Now you can't keep even one appointment with me. Now you can't keep even one appointment with me. Forgive. It's a totalistic bomborica. What a shock. Have you finished? Is that all? Okay, good, 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 good. Ready? 2, 7.
My word sits there.
Everybody.
On your desk.
But you love
your books and magazines the best. You prepare the light of your TV. You love the world and you're avoiding me. My word sits there upon your desk. But you love your books and magazines the best. You prefer the light of your TV. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
You
used to pray and seek my face. Now you can't keep even one appointment with me. Oh, I gave my blood to save your life. Tell me, is it right? If you leave me here alone again tonight, yet I love you the more and more. But you're fighting everything I'm working for. You're acting like my enemy. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Let's learn that last.
Still, I love you.
I love you. Okay, this is the next one. Too long? Give us a short one. It's a short one.
I love you.
Okay, ready, go. I love you.
More and more.
I love you more and more.
But you're fighting everything I'm working for.
But you're fighting everything I'm working for. Wow. You're acting like
my enemy.
My enemy.
You love the world and you're avoiding me.
You love the world avoiding me. You love the world avoiding me. You love the world avoiding me. Hey, love the world avoiding me. You love the world. The second verse we just learned.
I love you.
Have you got that?
More and more.
I love you more and more. Have you got that? I love you more and more. Okay?
But
we are only learning two verses. The first one we've done, the TV one, and this is the second one. Forget about anything else you wrote. Forget about it. It's past.
I love you more and more. But you're fighting everything I'm working for. You're acting like my enemy. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Did you get that? Say again.
I love you
more and more. But you're fighting everything I'm working for. You're acting like my enemy. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Bam, bam, bam.
You love the world, avoiding me. I love you more and more, but you're fighting everything I'm working for. You're acting like my enemy. You love the world and you're avoiding me. Bam, bam, bam. Ooh, ooh. You love the world, avoiding me.
The first verse, bam, bam, bam. You love the world, avoiding
me. My word sits there upon your desk. But you love your books and magazines the best. You prepare the light of your TV. You love the world and you're avoiding me.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Ooh, ooh.
Bam, bam, bam.
You love the world, avoiding me.
Bam, bam, bam.
Love the world more than we love our Jesus. Amen. Sit down. Number four, inexorability. Inexorability. You must develop immunity to bitterness in order to develop inexorability. You must develop immunity, immunity, immunity to bitterness. 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 Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Glory to God. lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Bitterness, don't be hurt. Amen. We are splashing water on you. Why should you be offended? Huh? Why, oh, why Superfly? Why should you cry? Small water, because of your hair and your dress. Tie your face. Can't open your jaw. You woman. You hammocking me in a bad kind of way. Because I splashed small water on you. Huh? Tie your face. Because I call you up to preach and your preaching doesn't work. And I use your preaching as an example. You tie your face. Can't open your jaw. You there with me. Why? You woman? Rather use it as an example of something you will never forget. Who is the one who preached about John 3:16? Stand up. You there with me? You there with me? You can't open your jaw? You woman? You woman? You okay? If I don't pour water on you, how can we stay here for 15 hours? Eh? Have you seen a church service that is 15 hours before? So if I don't pour water on one or two people, do you think we can be here? You rather have to think of it. You rather have to think about it in a positive kind of way. Positive kind of way. If I say you are a physics teacher, are you annoyed because I said that you are a physics teacher? What do you mean? You should rather say that God has chosen me throughout the camp. Me and my profession. God has been speaking. Others are here. You, have we called you? Stand up. What school did you go to? Huh? What school? What? What did you learn at tech? Telecom. What is telecom? Can you open your jaw? No, but... You can't open your jaw. You can open your jaw. What course did you do? Huh?
Telecom engineering.
Telecom engineering. So when you finish, what are you going to be?
No. I'll go into full-time ministry.
Full-time ministry. You want to work for the Lord. What about MTN? They brought a cable under the sea.
No. I don't have interest in MTN.
You don't have any interest? Is he telling the truth? Don't misuse your authority. Don't misuse your authority. Okay, sit down. Hey! There are some people, everything their head. Everything their head. But you have to decide. One day, I came to church. There was a lady sitting at this particular chair. What's your name again? Antoinette. Che Bafo is your beloved. Okay. Now. Why? I was preaching powerfully. Then I came to the second chair. And I said, you see it? A sister like this, for instance, maybe as you have come here, you are from your boyfriend's house, you are doing this and that. I gave example in details. Now, Bishop Saki was sitting there, not knowing that the girl, it was Tuesday evening service. I was preaching at 7:30. And the girl had come to his office around 5:30 and had sat in his office and had discussed all these same things that I was saying. So when I was preaching, I was giving her the example. You see? This and that, this and that, this and that. Oh! Tuesday, it was at the canteen. I will never forget. When we finished the service, Bishop Saki said, look, he almost died in the service. Because the girl has just been said, she told her, he has come to tell me, and I've used her as an example in detail. Oh! But I didn't have any idea. The lady was sitting there, looked like an angel. So as I use you as an example, it's because you look like an angel. It looks like you can't do anything bad. That is why. But you see, many times people are hurt. You can't even know what they will be hurt about. For you realize the face has changed. Tie your face. You can't open your jaw. So, ladies and gentlemen, decide in your Christian life, I am not going to be bitter. You can choke me. You can strike. When you go to a hospital, that is the mind you have. When they bring the needles, you can't, when they give you the needle, you can't say, I hate you, you see, Pepe, you wicked. There's nothing like that. Because you know that part of the experience of being blessed is to have some pricks and some needles. So decide in yourself that part of my experience is to have some pricks and some needles. Otherwise, you'll be sitting here today with joy, with great joy, but tomorrow you will be so angry. Yeah. I've had musicians like this guy sitting here. Today they are so bitter, so angry. They used to play whilst we sing and we have fun in the house of the Lord. Today they are full of bitterness. So that you ask yourself that, what can be done to you so much that you are so full of anger, bitterness? Can you not forgive even if what has been done is wrong? If it was even wrong. But I've seen pastors, we have been close to them, we have had fun together, joy flow together. Then the next time you see the person is going, it doesn't mean anything to you. To me, it means something to me that I'm here with you having fun. We are having fun. Like one lady, she came, we met her beloved, her daughter, and her beloved came to visit the daughter. And the mother was going out, she turned and she said, have fun. Have fun. Have fun is fun. Have fun. Tell your neighbor, have fun. Yeah. We are having fun. It doesn't mean anything to you when you get up in anger, you're just going somewhere. You must let things mean something to you. Things must mean something. Relationships must mean something. People you have known must mean something. Times you have spent together must mean something. If you don't know, I'll tell you. When somebody dies, you will remember the things you did with the person. We went here, we did this, we did that, we did this, we did that. Oh, we were there. You will remember. If I'm dead after this camp, you say, Bishop was there, he was preaching, we were here, we were doing this. Yes, what do you say? Yeah. God forbid, but that is what happens. So what I'm saying is that instead of remembering those things when people die, whilst you are alive and you are hurt, remember things so that you don't go off into the deep end. The same thing in your marriage. Remember how you said, I love you. Remember what you said. Remember what you said. You have to remember things. When you remember things, do you understand? When you remember things, it really helps you to stay. When they're giving you a needle, you know that this is part of I've been to the hospital before. They gave me injection. It was painful. I've not timed those doctors and said that you will see what I will do to you. No. I mean, there's one guy that I once planned to really harm when I was in secondary school. The guy was very wicked. But I've forgiven him. If I see him now, I'll just laugh. So, you meant it for evil, but God turned it out for good. Yeah. I'm cool with your torture. But that guy had planned to kill him. What a shock. How many inexorability keys do you have? Only four. Eesh. Number five, you need to develop immunity to a life of secret sins. Secret sins. We have sins and then we have secret sins. Mercy. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Mercy. Now, you must decide that you are going to come out of secrets which are sins. There are secrets which are not sins, but there are secrets which are sins. So you must, when I say what I'm saying, I'm saying it because I know that there are a lot of things you cannot kill them in 1 second. That's why I said that to drown somebody, you don't use hot water. You use cold water. Because it's hot water, he himself will jump out. As soon as his skin touches, you see that he will jump. But cold water gradually is gone. So there are things in our lives that are secret sins that we do in private. And we must work anything that is like that. You must work to remove it from your life. Why? Because it has a way of coming against you at a particular time. So you must believe God that such things will not be in your life. Because before you realize, it is turning against you in a way that you never imagined. So God says, I will save you from my iniquities and also my secret sins. Now, it may be secret to men, but it is in full view of heaven, of God, and in full view of the angels and people that are watching from heaven. So it may be secret to somebody, but all those secrets at a point may be revealed. If not on this earth, it will be revealed in heaven. And it may cancel everything. So I'm telling you, have a project. Project SS, PSS. Project Secret Sins Eradication. ESS, Eradication of Secret Sins and Secret Practices. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor. I know about your secret sins. And we need to eradicate them. Amen. Hey. All right. Tell somebody ESS.
ESS
is equal to what?
Eradication of secret sins.
Tell somebody, I'm eradicating all secrets
and secret sins
in Jesus' name.
Wow.
How many are surprised at this point on secret sins? You see, God knows we have sins and we have secret sins. What a shock. What a shock. Okay, sit down. Number six, you must develop an immunity to a life of lies and deception in order to develop inexorability. Lying must go out. Don't tell a lie again from today. From today, you have told your last lie as at today is the last time you tell a lie. Amen. Do you believe it in Jesus' name? So no more lying, no more lying, no more lying, no more lying, no more deception. Amen. Ladies, start toning down your deceptive appearances and become more real. Invest more in reality. Learn how to cook rather than always dressing. Dressing, dressing. Learn how to cook. Learn how to make groundnut soup. Learn how to make palm nut soup. Learn how to make kontomire. Learn how to make stew. And learn how to make jollof that is not anemic. Okay? Learn how to cook properly. Learn how to make fried rice. Learn how to make chicken. Learn how to make steak. Learn how to make pork chops. Learn how to make stew. Corn beef stew. Royal corn beef stew. Learn how to do things instead of always just dressing hair, dressing hair. There's nothing. It's all deception. You are deceiving people. People think you will be nice to marry, but you will not be nice to marry. But young boys are deceived by your breasts and bottoms. They think that you will be nice to marry, but you will not be nice to marry. You'll be very sad to marry you. There will be no food in the house. Complaining, lazy. You don't wake up. You don't bath. You don't bath. You don't shave. Always impression. Powder on your face. Face powder, makeup, lipstick, everything is all lies. There's nothing to you. You cannot even make a sandwich. You cannot even make tea. You don't know how to make tea. Bush girl, you don't know how to even make tea. Shame on you. What a shock. What an aftershock! No more lies and deception. Be real. Take off that makeup and all those. Come as you are. And start investing in the house. Learn how to cook. Learn how to sew. Some of you are like a carpenter with nails when it comes to sewing. You cannot sew anything. If your husband's buttons are off, even the zip, you cannot repair anything. What a shame! What a shock!
Brothers, are you not interested in realities? You have deceived us for too long. You have deceived us for too long. Sit down. You must put aside, listen, not only lies, but deception. Deception may not be actually telling a lie, but deception. Yeah, deception. We are not real. What we see is different. Mercy. Deception is different from lying. It's the belt of truth, consists of truth in all forms. Reality, deception, lies, false things, fake and real. Yeah. So, tell your neighbor, neighbor, I won't lie again. How many have been telling lies? No, 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 it's too bad. It's too bad. It's too bad. And then arguing, after you tell a lie, you are arguing. And number seven, and the last point. You must develop immunity. No, the old point, stand your ground with the belt of truth. Six things does the Lord hate: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Number seven, the last thing, you must develop immunity to stubbornness in order to develop inexorability. Stubbornness. Wow. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm no more stubborn. I'm no more stubborn.
I stand before you guilty and unworthy. How can I be forgiven and made whole? I know I break your heart, but you promised I could start all over, and all the things I've done, you place them each and every one into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sins. I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as this from the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. You keep cleansing me, placing my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. Oh, welcome me with open arms of mercy. In spite of all I've done, you still keep loving me, and I only need to ask, and you erase all of my past forever. My debts have all been paid, they have all been washed away into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sin. I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again, into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east from the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. You keep cleansing me, placing my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. Your unfailing love that covers me in all my multitude of sin. It's your steadfast love that keeps reminding me I'm forgiven. Into that sea of forgetfulness, you place all of my sins. Lord, I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over. A forgetfulness as far as the east from the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. You keep cleansing me, placing my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. Placing my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. Eight
principles of inexorability. What are the Soviet principles for war? Number one is what? Combat readiness. How many are into combat readiness? How many are becoming ready for combat? Number two. Surprise. Active seeking to secure the initiate. Surprise. Now, one of the great ways you can surprise the devil is by saying sorry. Yeah. Wow. I'm not really teaching about this, but when I get the opportunity to teach about the principles of war, one of the surprise moves you can always make that was displace the devil and confuse him is when you repent and you say sorry. He's never expecting you to apologize or to forgive somebody. Yeah? It's a shock. Yeah? So, to say sorry, to turn around, to say and admit, I've done something wrong. Like, when I went to apologize to Calvary Road Incorporated, it was a shock. It was a surprise movie. It was an act of war against my enemy. It was an act of war for me to turn around and say sorry. So one of the great methods of exercising this principle of surprise in war is to surprise the enemy. He never expected you to say sorry. Yeah. Never expected you to turn around. You to be the humble one. Everybody is proud. When you turn around, you become the humble one. It's such a shock. So, what is he doing? What a shock. How many are ready to surprise your enemy? Wow. What is the third principle of
Russian principle of war. Huh? Full use of all means of combat. All means, such as what? Women, children, students, workers, children pastors, paid pastors, unpaid pastors. That's why I've ordained lay pastors. I've made them reverend. I've made them general pastors. Anything. I've made full use of all what? Means of combat. What a shock. Satan is pains him, but these things that we do, it pains him so much that we have children pastors. It pains him that we have elders on campus. And we have left them to preach. It hurts him. Because if it had just been us, we would not have made full use of you. All of you young people, you're all, I in this room, 90% of everybody is going to be a pastor. Yeah. 90%. Less than 10% of the people here will not become pastors in the future. All the ladies, all the people, so those of you who are masturbation and whatever, curse on the sea people, all of you, you're all going to be pastors. Storm over paradise sisters, all, they will all be full use. This little one will be a pastor, this one here. Full use of all means of combat. Shabaya. What is the next one? How many are enjoying this Russian Soviet principle? This is what Napoleon saw. And this is what Hitler saw. It wasn't easy for them at all. Hey! The Battle of Borodino. Go and ask Napoleon what happened to him. The Battle of Borodino. Borodino. The next one is what? Coordination and interaction of all types and branches. Yeah. Coordination of all branches. Types. When we are coordinating, we say we are doing teaching 5-2-7. All churches are teaching this. All churches are doing this. And we are coordinating. We are doing this. We are doing that. We are coming here. We are doing this. Coordinating. Using the money from UCC and tech to do this, to buy land here, to build this church. We are coordinating all types and branches. We are coordinating. I say we are coordinating. We are coordinating. We are coordinating. All types and branches. Shabaya. It is paining the devil, pa. I tell you. The Napoleonic demons are just suffering under such Russian Soviet principles. That's why we are here. It's a coordination. All the campuses are here. Polytechnics are here. Nursing colleges are here. We are all here. ABMTC are here. Coordination of all types, all branches. We are coordinating them. Shock, shock, shock. What's the next one? Decisive. Decisive concentration. Wow. Huh? One what? One food. Yeah. We are concentrating on one meal. One food. One source of food. You eat here, you eat here. You eat here, you eat here. You are in Lighthouse, you are in Embassy of Christ. You are in this of that. Huh? You eat bit of here, bit of here, bit of here. Hey. You are getting running stomach. Spiritual running stomach. Decisive concentration. Decisive concentration. Concentrate on one thing. And that's what we are planting churches. We are making pastors. We are training. Look, we are not, this is not a career. The career camp is starting tomorrow. Is it past? Next week, Saturday. Is it not today that it's starting? Lulu, it's just starting this morning, isn't it? 5 a.m. 7:45. Yeah. So all those of you for career, 7 a.m. you'll be here. Yeah. We are decisively concentrating on ministry. There is no ambiguity about what we are doing here. We are here for ministry. Ministry. Did I hear you? Did I hear somebody say missions? Ministry. Missions. Or you are into other things here? Who are the chemistry teachers here? There are no teachers here. We are talking about missions. Ask your neighbor, is it funny to you, eh? What we are saying is funny to you. We are serious. What is the next battle plan? Simultaneous attack in depth. At the same time, it's a point. This and that and that and that. Airstrike, prayer, camp here, crusade here, church here, church plan, youth, this one, that one, simultaneous attack in depth. Aish. We are coming to the Caribbean in depth. It's not a shallow strike. In depth. Entering East Africa in depth. We are going inside, not to the capitals only. Inside. South America, the Spanish speaking. We are going to speak in depth. One day we'll have church at the Kodesh. We'll see translators. This Spanish translator, this translator, this translator, this translator. Translating, translating. In depth. In depth. Some of you are going to be worship leaders in Spanish. Worship leaders in French. Hey. Chale, your future is not going to be easy. Man, 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 man. Wow. What a shock. Hey, there are no more shocks at this. What is the next one? Everybody say in depth. If we are attacking a country in depth, it means that we are not only in the capital, we are in the north, we are in the south, we are in the west, we are in the east, we are in the middle. In depth. Say in depth. In depth. Amen. What is the next one? Firm and continuous command and control. Wow! Some people don't like the command. And they don't like the control in the church. If you don't like it, where should you go? Out. Here we have firm and continuous command and control. Firm and continuous command and control. Yeah. Firm and continuous command and control. Wow. So we have opportunity to express our ministry, my friend. If you want to express yourself, go and work for Tigo, okay? Want to express yourself this way? Are you the one who wants to express yourself? Huh? You find your way. You say you want to express yourself. Okay. Leave him. All right. Listen. We are coming to the end. And what's the next one? Inexorability and decisiveness during the mission. Inexorability and decisiveness during and inexorability during the mission. Once you started on the mission, you are flowing in inexorability. And willingness to give up, to relent, or to let up, and willing to change. My goodness, impossible to stop them. Once you have set them on the way to attack and they are going, yeah, 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 yeah.
You should have stopped them before they said, but once they enter the mission, and I'm telling you, I'm just giving you the notes of what I taught to Russian Soviet Army officers. Yeah, it's not from the Bible. I'm showing you how they are trained. This the mind is different from how they train the British. British have a different way. They have 9 points that they go by. This one is the Soviet. These are the people that killed Napoleon, killed Hitler. They were able, when they started to fight with Napoleon's people, and these principles were from, there's a general called General Clausewitz. Many years ago, he brought up the principles of war and started to bring up teachings on how to fight wars during the Prussian states, before even Germany was formed, the Prussian army. Yeah. And these have been developed, and different countries have developed their own ways and principles which they teach. And this is what the Soviets teach. And this, you see that it sounds different from British. For instance, the British or the American, what their first and main aim is selection and maintenance of the aim. That's their first principle, the selection and maintenance of the aim of the war. Yeah. Select your aim and maintain it. Yeah. This is their main principle of war. It's 1 out of 9. But you see, the Russians, their own are different. There's inexorability and decisiveness during the mission. This is how they also think. Once we start, we can't be stopped. We will kill and finish it. We'll fight. That's why Napoleon stood, got on his horse and started galloping. He ran. Put it up. Napoleon. He ran away for his dear life. He came with the largest army ever assembled up until that time. And he ran away. About 300,000 of them died. The Russians chased them when they entered into Moscow. In the south, there was nobody there. The Tsar and everybody have disappeared. They found somewhere to go. And there was nobody. Then when they went out, then they said, now they are going back. Eish. They chased them. They killed all of them with the horses from the side. And they never left them up to the end. So in the end, Napoleon, they advised, take a horse and gallop. He galloped. They ate their own horses, everything. They chased them in the snow. And they, Russians, have dresses for the winter. Inexorability. Inexorability and decisiveness during the mission. While the mission begins, unwilling to relent or give up or let up or change our mind. We have started to fight and kill. We will fight. Those of you going to Brazil, you must have that inner. Once you have entered Brazil, there will be churches here over, if it's our dead body, it should be so. When you have that inexorability mind, it can never be stopped. Brazil will remember that you came there. They will notice that you came there. Are you listening to me? 8 principles of inexorability. But before we take the 8 principles, we are going to take a break for 5 minutes. So that you can refresh yourself. Well, we are ending. And I'm giving you these 8 principles. This is the last session. Alright? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. We are just ending with these few points. 8 principles of inexorability. Let me read the scripture before we take our 5-minute break. This session is going to be very short. I hope. I'm sure by 5 a.m. we would have finished.
All right. Ish. And willing to relent during the mission. Once I've started on the camp, I have to finish. And willing to stop during the mission. And willing, impossible to prevent. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Wherefore the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. If you do these things, you shall never fall. That means that you will succeed. You will be impossible to make to fall. He says, if you do these things, you will never fall. Never. Never. So these are the 8 principles of inexorability. The principle that when you follow, you will never fall. Wow. Is it powerful? All right. So I'm giving you 5 minutes. And then we are coming back to the last few minutes of the camp. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.